This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Sandeepan Chakravarti. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has expressed his deep gratitude to the National Disaster Response Force, State Disaster Response Force, Meghalaya Police and District Administrations of West Garo Hills and South Garo Hills for their prompt and effective response to the rescue and relief efforts in the region. The NDRF and SDRF demonstrated remarkable resilience in the face of adverse weather conditions, ensuring the swift recovery of deceased individuals and provision of essential supplies to those in need. The Chief Minister also acknowledged the invaluable support of community members in aiding the rescue teams. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh yesterday held an interaction program with youths trained in the hospitality sector under Hunar Se Rozgar Scheme and Perfumery at Hindu College, Delhi at the Chief Minister's Secretariat. The interaction program was jointly organized by the Tourism, Textiles, Commerce and Industries Departments, Government of Manipur. Under the scheme, around 400 youths have completed or are undergoing training. Out of this, 169 have secured placements in key cities and 78 of them belong to the internally displaced persons category. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the Northeast is progressing rapidly on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In an interview to a news agency, the minister said that peace prevails in the whole of the Northeast region except for a few incidents in Manipur. He said, since Prime Minister Modi took over, more than 10,000 militants have surrendered with their weapons and have joined the mainstream. Australian High Commissioner to India, Philip Green, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, at Rajbhavan, Itanagar yesterday. They discussed entrepreneurship, skill development, technology, mineral exploration, hydropower, tourism and bilateral ventures avenues in the state. The Governor emphasized on the capacity of the youth of Arunachal Pradesh in entrepreneurship, skill development and technology sectors through exchange programs. He said that the youth of the state have potential but need exposure and specialized assistance. Don Bosco College Tura held the inaugural function of Indo-Bangla Cultural Youth Camp 2024 on Monday. The function was attended by Nikman C.H. Marak, Deputy Chief Executive Member of Garo Hills Autonomous District Council, and Apurbam Rong, Regional Director at Caritas, Mymansingh Region, Bangladesh. Mr. Marak urged the Indian Arctic students to work hard to bring recognition to the community. He also appreciated the Bangladesh Arctic community and their policies. Delegates from Bangladesh thanked the Don Bosco College for organizing this event, which will help students know details about their culture and their roots. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh is set to inaugurate the Prerna Sthal Memorial in Pakyong District, Sikkim next week. The memorial is dedicated to the brave soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the devastating 2023 floods. Established under the guidance of Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur, the memorial symbolizes the resilience and heroism of the Indian Army. Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang recently visited the site and praised the Indian Army's dedication to making this initiative a reality. The Shillong Book Fair, organized by the National Book Trust under the Union Ministry of Education, continued to captivate book lovers on its third day yesterday. Held at the State Central Library, the event offered an engaging blend of literary exploration, digital learning and cultural festivities. A key focus of the day was the fun-filled informative session on Rashtriya E-Pustakalaya, first-of-its-kind digital library platform introduced by the Ministry of Education. Young participants explored the app's features, discovering new ways to access a vast collection of digital resources. The session provided an opportunity for students to deepen their understanding of this innovative virtual library. It's Panchami today, with just another day to go for the Durga Puja to begin. Community Puja Pandals have been illuminated even as various arrangements have been made for ensuring joyful and safe festivities. Cultural programs and competitions are being organized by the different Puja committees. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.